Reading from Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
Before we come to reflect upon those words from Scripture, we're going to sing the hymn, The Kingdom of Stand as you're able. Ask, seek, knock. Everyday actions. Ask. How many questions do we ask each day? How much? How are you? Can I have? Is that mine? Why not? Where is? Seek. How many things do we seek each day? Keys, phones, glasses, money, warmth, silence, purpose, meaning, sanity. Knock. How many doors do we knock upon? For opportunity, for welcome, for hospitality, for acceptance, for hope, for faith, for love. Ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. Jesus says, ask and it will be given to you. Jesus says, seek and you will find. Jesus says, knock and the door will be opened to you. Is that the answer to every question will be given? Is that the location of everything will be pinpointed? Is that the opportunity to step across every threshold will be possible? Is this what Jesus is offering his disciples? Jesus says, for everyone who asks, receives. Jesus says, the one who seeks, finds. Jesus says, to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Is that we get whatever we want? Is that we find whatever we desire? Is that every opportunity we long for occurs? Is this what Jesus is offering his disciples? Ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. But does God give us all that we desire? Is God a celestial slot machine of which we pull the arm of destiny and let our symbols come up? Is God a Christianized genie of the lamp who grants our wishes? Do we sing in our hearts and minds like Janis Joplin, O Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? O Lord, won't you buy me a colour TV? O Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Because we want God to grant us the lifestyle of the rich and famous. That we want to be just like everyone else. And if we name it, we can claim it. Is this what we want? Is this what Jesus is saying? Ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. Yet Jesus has offered his prayer for all seasons. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Bread, not banquets. Basics, not luxuries. Needs, not wants. Jesus, the one who has little time for riches and possessions, as he knows they only encumber the journey of discipleship, doesn't want his followers to become beholden to the lure of belongings and things. Jesus isn't offering a carte blanche concession by the Father to all our requests in prayer, but is saying something else. Ask, seek. Is this about persistence in prayer? Is it ask and then if you don't receive, seek, then if you don't find, knock? Is it about badgering a God who's too tired, too busy, too uninterested to answer our prayers, badgering until God gives in? Is this another version of the friend banging at your door at midnight or a persistent widow keeping on it a judge for justice? Be persistent in prayer, and if you don't get what you want, keep on going. No, Jesus is just saying the same thing three times in three slightly different ways. Ask, seek, knock. Three ways of saying the same thing. Pray. Just do it. Bring to your Heavenly Father your requests. Speak to him. Share with him. Ask. Seek. Ask. Seek. Knock. Yes, keep on praying. Be persistent in the sense of don't give up on praying just because one of your prayers goes unanswered. After all, Jesus' disciples' prayers went unanswered at times. When they came to the crowd, the man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son. He said, he had seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire of water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. Even Jesus had prayers that went unanswered. Jesus fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will. My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. Ask, seek, knock is not a promise that everything we pray will get the response that we wish for. But instead it's a reassurance to us doubting disciples in the face of unanswered prayer that God will keep on listening to our prayers. Because he is our loving Heavenly Father. Jesus is teaching his disciples then and now to keep on going to God and asking of him and expecting him to respond. Even if your last request wasn't answered, the lack of an answer to one prayer doesn't mean that God does not answer any of your prayers. Ask, seek. Ask, seek, knock. These are words of truth about who God is, and not about who we are. It's not about your wants, but about how wonderfully blessed you are by your Heavenly Father. It's about the goodness of God and the comparative badness of human expectations and efforts. It's about God the Father, who is altogether good. But we are too eager to ask him for the wrong kind of thing, and not eager enough to ask him for the right kind of thing. It's about a God who loves us and in whom we can trust, yet we've come to doubt because he doesn't seem to do what we want him to do when we want him to do it. And all we need to do is ask, seek. Ask, seek, knock. There is such a profound difference between the nature of human parenthood, even at its best, and the parenthood shown to us by God the Father. They're not even in the same league. They're not even sport, really. Jesus brings to the fore in his ministry the idea of God the Father, a theological revolution in his age, which is settled into being cozy furniture of church language today. The God who is holy, other, holy and awesome, unapproachable and transcendent, yet through the down-to-earth presence of Jesus becomes known in the never more homely image of Daddy or Abba. The intimacy and informality of it all. This is not dressing up and performing a ritual kind of reverence. This was the everyday language used of the divine, the profane used of the profane. We are not to be distant worshippers with nothing but a passing acquaintance with the God whom we follow. We are children of the living God. As John writes near the beginning of his gospel, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God. Children who can know God as Father. Therefore, we can ask, seek. Ask, seek, knock. Some may struggle with the word Father as applied to God because of the inadequacy of their human father. The same could be well true if Jesus had been referred to as God as Mother. Jesus here in our reading, though, addresses the fallibility of human parenthood and its deficiency compared to the divine relationship. Yet he persists with the image of Father and Son, however lacking it may be to our perception, because it gives us a place to start in our understanding. Because what truly matters is how this language describes the closeness of a relationship that the word Father symbolises, what Daddy symbolises, that we can have a relationship of true intimacy and dependency with God as his children. And there is no better way for our finite minds to comprehend that relationship than one is between a parent and a child. Therefore, we can ask, seek, and knock. But our relationship with God as Father is not like our other relationships with our human fathers or even our human mothers, because God is the how much more parent. How much more love will God the Father give to us? How much more goodness will God the Father show to us? How much more will God the Father provide for your needs? The relationship we have with God is a relationship of how much more compared to any of our human relationships. Even with the closest of our human relationships, they're incomparable. Some may struggle with the term Father, but it's the type of relationship that needs focusing on, the how much more than it will be than any human parental relationship that has ever let you down that you need to focus on. We will have all badgered our parents for something when we were children. Food, drink, toys, experiences. We will have kept on and on until tempers frayed, or will became weak. And in the light of those requests, we may have been satisfied some of the times and let down on other occasions. Jesus says, which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? That would be a letdown, wouldn't it? Ask for bread, get a stone. Bread. It's not even cake you're asking for. And you get a stone. Ask for a fish and you get a snake. Not even fish and chips. And you get a snake. The letdown ability, the fallibility of human parents is inevitable. They are human. Alexander Pope wrote that to err is human. Fallibility is part of what it means to be human. The fallibility may result in something useless happening. That is the stone scenario, or potentially something harmful occurring. That is the snake scenario. Human parents are not perfect. They are never perfect. But God is. Even human parents at their best are bad in comparison to the goodness of our Heavenly Father. For the gifts he gives us are always truly good. God is the good Father, the perfect parent. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask of him? Therefore, we can ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. We can ask, seek, knock of God because we have that relationship of intimacy and dependency. That's the foundation of our asking, seeking, and knocking. As children of the living God, we can come to our Heavenly Father only because of this kind of relationship. God is not distant or aloof. God is not busy or out of the office. But God is ready, willing, and able to hear us as we ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, knock. This is about your Heavenly Father being expectant. It's about us coming expectantly, dependently in trust. Coming to your Heavenly Father knowing that all he wants is the best for you. All he wants is for you to flourish in your life. All he wants is to provide what you need. Ask, seek, knock. It's about humility before God. It's about coming before God with empty hands and empty hearts, longing for them to be filled from the goodness of God's love for you. It's about coming to God as a child. It's about acknowledging that we need God more than anything to sustain our lives. Ask, seek, knock. It's about a relationship of true intimacy and dependency. But self-sufficiency is a myth that we create so as to think that we are in charge of the universe. God's sufficiency in all things is the attitude of heart and mind that we are to cultivate. Ask, seek. Is to be the foundational attitude in our relationship with God. Bringing before him all things. Not expecting all things to be resolved or provided according to our wants. But humbly leaving our requests before God and saying, your will be done. Open honesty before God as to what is on your heart and mind. But then confidence that we can leave it there. Trusting God to take care of the rest. Ask, seek, knock. Keep on keeping on with our prayers in joyful trust, knowing that the faithful God is the one who looks after your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Ask, seek. Amen. Let us hold a moment of silence. Good and loving Father, may we know that we can come before you with expectant hearts, trusting in your faithful love to us. May we always know that we can ask, seek, and knock, knowing that you will hear, trusting that we can leave our prayers in your trusting that we can leave our whole lives in your care. Knowing that you want our lives to flourish, that you want the best for us. Thank you for being our good and loving Father. We pray this in Jesus' name.